think he spoke about wanting to write poems which were beautiful and true. And one of the reasons, I suppose, why he has been taken so to the heart of both poetry readers in this country and those people who don't normally find themselves wanting to read poems, is because he speaks the truth to them. He tells them what it is like to fall in love, to be frightened of dying.
Larkin had lived in Hull since 1954. Andrew Motion visited him there last month.
He walked me to the door and held my hand longer than you hold somebody's hand when you're saying goodbye to them, and looked me in the eye. And I suppose he knew that we were unlikely to see each other again.
And he made you aware of that too, presumably?
Not openly. It would have been very unlike him to have said anything as candid as, "I won't see you again." But I got the point.